Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this episode, I'm going to go over some tips to prevent algae in a pool. I'll try to keep these general and applicable. And if you have a pool route, the last thing you want to do is take time out of your day to be brushing algae out of the pool. And I'll definitely give you some pointers so that you can prevent this from happening, because time is money, and ultimately you're going to be spending a lot of time out there, or extra time, treating algae if it forms in a pool. Pool Service Pro. Open a Leslie's wholesale account today and receive wholesale pricing on products you use every day. Leslie's Pool Supply offers convenient locations that are open 7 days a week. Another great benefit of opening a Leslie's wholesale account is Leslie's referral program. Get referred to a customer looking for weekly pool service. Save time and money and grow your pool service route and become a Leslie's Pro. I remember one year we had this Surgeon General. He kind of looked like Colonel Sanders. I can't remember his name. And one of the things that he was really pushing was prevention. And so a lot of the documents coming out from the government was preventing diabetes, preventing heart attacks, preventing all kinds of illnesses. And the key was prevention. And you're going to hear this a lot with other things also. If you want to prevent it, it's better than treating it. And I think the same can be said for algae in a pool. Prevention is definitely better than treating algae, because it seems to be a multiplying effect. If you have a pool route and you have one pool with algae, chances are later on that day you're going to have another pool and then another pool. And because you're not doing the system correctly or the process correctly, it's kind of multiplying in a bad way. So I think, yes, prevention is the key. I mean, you can treat diabetes, but it's much better to prevent it from happening in the first place, because, of course, you'll have a healthier life without all the preventative methods. And the same thing with the pool route with algae. You'll have a much better life and a better experience as a pool pro if your pools are all algae-free. Now, can you have a pool route with 80 pools with no algae? You can. You may have some anomalies here and there where the customer does something and algae forms in the pool because of it. But in a lot of cases, you can actually have a pool route without having any issues with algae. And I'll go over some of the things here for you. And I'll just start by saying one thing that you probably want to do, that if you neglect doing this, algae will probably form in pools, even pools that don't have a problem a lot of times, is if you don't brush the pools thoroughly, algae can form in the pool. And brushing the pool is, I think, one of the key preventative methods that you can really implement on your route. It takes maybe 1 or 2 minutes extra at a pool to brush the pool thoroughly. But I find that when you don't brush the pool and there's dead spots, or if the chlorine level drops a certain level, then algae will form and it'll spread rapidly. But if you brush the pool on a regular basis, chances are algae won't form or have a chance to form, rather than in a pool where you don't brush it. I think an automatic cleaner really helps also with algae prevention. In my day, the creepy crawly was like the king for algae pools. You would throw one in there and it would just take all the algae off the wall, because it would just, you know, and it would just knock all the algae off. Now, of course, you shouldn't have algae in the pool in the first place for the creepy crawly to knock off the wall, but it did an effective job. So I think an automatic cleaner also really helps with the dead spots, especially if you have a cleaner that can climb the walls. Like the creepy crawly I mentioned is still a good cleaner. I'm not a big fan of the new version. I find it to be more fragile. I really like the classic version, but the new version is not terrible. And of course, you have the Zodiac Ranger, the Zodiac G3. This is a great job of bouncing on the walls all week long. And if you have a pool that you sometimes you get algae on the walls, those would be a great choice. The Polaris Atlas or Max Cleaner or the Zodiac MX8, MX6 would be a great choice also, because they climb the wall and they scrub the walls really well with the scrubbing brushes. So I would put those also kind of on my list of cleaners to get. A robotic pool cleaner is also effective, but I find that a suction cleaner in the week all week long, is more effective than a robotic pool cleaner that you throw in there once in a while. And I think you'll find the suction cleaners really do keep the algae down in the pool. But besides that, you shouldn't be using a suction cleaner to kind of clean up the algae and you know, kind of hide it from the customer. You should actually not have algae in the pool in the first place. I'm just mentioning that because they seem to help in pools that sometimes do get algae. And there are certain pools that are going to be more prone to algae than other pools. I find that, of course, if you have oak trees or even palm trees over there, and certain times of year, you're going to get a lot of pollen in the pool. It's inevitable for algae to try to get a foothold in those pools because of the pollen or just the amount of pollen in there that the chlorine can't fight off. So those are going to be pools that I would definitely have a cleaner in, and I would run those pools longer. I think runtime is a key factor that a lot of people forget about, or they fight the customer for it and they lose a lot of the times because the customer wants to save on their electric bill. But runtime is key, and having clean filters at the beginning of the season is also a key factor in preventing algae. The longer you go into the season with a dirty filter, and I'm talking more or less the larger DE filters or the 4-quad cartridge filters, but the longer you go into the season without cleaning those, the more chances of the pool forming algae, because a clean filter really helps in algae prevention. Same with running the pool as long as possible. I like to run the pools for a very long time, and it, whatever the customer can tolerate. If they have a VS pump, you're running that thing 18, 20 hours a day on low and medium speed. That way the water is constantly circulating, because I find that algae tends to form in dead spots. You'll find a lot of it in the spa, you know, on the spa seating area where a lot of flow doesn't go. Sometimes the spa has one or two return jets that operate, not quite enough to get the whole spa coverage, and you're going to find that the dead spots will form algae. And the same in the pool. Usually the step area, there's no return jets near the step areas. Sometimes the builders will put a return jet on the step, which is nice. Most of the time, no. And so you're going to have the step areas will be a dead spot. Maybe a seating area in the deep ends is another dead spot. So the more you run the pool, the less likely algae will form in those dead spots, in my experience. Those are some secondary things that I think you should be aware of. And let me give you some things that are going to be primary that will help prevent algae. And having the chlorine level at the proper level all week long is the key to preventing algae. When the chlorine level drops down below the threshold that it's supposed to be at, algae tends to form, and it can form rapidly, especially if it's really hot and you're dealing with 100 degree weather, high UV index. Algae can really blossom in a pool and take over, and it can be a nightmare trying to turn it around and clear it up. Once algae gets in there, it's a real battle to eliminate it. In my opinion, you spend more time trying to clear up the algae in a 2 or 3 week period, and it's just a waste of chemicals and time, than if you would have taken some preventative methods at the beginning. You're going to save yourself a lot of headache, just the time involved, and it can snowball out of control to where you get back the next week and the pool is completely covered in algae. So make sure you address it, because once algae gets into the filter, sometimes you have to clean it. Backwashing it won't do it, and it just kind of compounds itself and makes it more and more of a problem. So preventing is definitely the way to go. So the chlorine level is important, and if you follow Bob Lowry's material, you'll know that he came up with this formula, and I preach it, and I say that it's really effective, and you should follow this formula that the free chlorine level needs to be 7.5% of the cyanuric acid level in the pool to be effective. And so if you have a cyanuric acid level of 80 parts per million, and you just do some simple math here, 80 times 7.5%, and then it shows that you need to have a free chlorine level of 6 parts per million. Now, if you also take Bob Lowry's material out to the far end, he also talks about borates at 50 parts per million, and I'll cover borates in a second, because this is one of the things that is key to preventing algae, and that's using an enhancer. But if you take Bob Lowry's teachings to heart, he says that if you have a borate level of 50 parts per million, you just need to have 5% free chlorine to the cyanuric acid level. So if you have 80 parts per million of cyanuric acid times 5%, you have to have 4 parts per million of free chlorine in the pool. So that helps a lot. And this is daily, by the way. So if you have a pool, let's say there's no borates in there, and you have 80 parts per million of cyanuric acid, it needs to be at 6 parts per million every day during the week. So let's say that you're there on a Tuesday, you test it, it's at 6, but you don't do anything to keep it up there. And then by Friday, it's at 3. I can guarantee you by the time you get back there next Tuesday, There'll be some algae forming in that pool because you've let it drop down to 3 parts per million over the weekend, and algae will form in there. So it's not just 6 parts per million the day you're there testing it. It's actually 6 parts per million the whole week. And if you add borates, you can go with 5 parts per million. Now, I mentioned that I would talk about borates and enhancers. And this is a key also, because enhancers will help the chlorine stay in the pool longer, be more effective, and basically just work better. Now, there's a few enhancers that I really like. I like borates at 50 parts per million because borates are an algistat, so algae will have trouble forming in a pool with borates in there. I like PoolRx because it has copper, and that prevents the microalgae from forming in the pool. I also like phosphates and enzymes. The enzymes help break down the organics in the water, freeing up the chlorine. And the phosphate removers actually take one food source away from the algae, and this will, in most cases, prevent algae from blooming in the pool. So those three, any of those three would be effective. Borates at 50 parts per million, a PoolRx, or even like the Nature 2 that they you can put on the equipment. A little more involved in that. The PoolRx is pretty simple. And then phosphates and enzymes will also prevent algae from growing in the pool. Look at enhancers as kind of an insurance policy as well. There'll be times where the customer has a party without telling you, and then the pool may zero out or get near zero, and you have these enhancers in there. The chlorine will be more effective, thereby preventing algae. I've had pools with a PoolRx in there. I had a customer heat their pool to 90 degrees. It was a big pool too, like 30,000 gallons. They had it at 90 degrees all weekend. Didn't tell me they were having a party. I got there, the pool water was actually really clear, but when I tested it, there was zero chlorine, and the PoolRx in there was actually preventing algae from forming, even with no chlorine. Not the ideal way to have the PoolRx, but you can use as little as 0.5 parts per million of chlorine with the PoolRx, and that's how effective it is. I did a test with my pool where I had borates at 50 parts per million, and I didn't put chlorine in for 3 weeks. It took about 3 weeks for me to finally see algae forming on a step area of the pool. And then, of course, like the next day after that, the pool turned really cloudy. So I knew that the borates had reached their limits. Of course, I didn't swim for those 3 weeks, but I wanted to test how long a pool with zero chlorine can make it. And this was in the spring, May. And so it did a good job of maintaining that pool with no chlorine. The water temperature was in the 70s. If it was warmer, I bet it would last less. But 3 weeks with no chlorine is, to me, a good testament of how effective that enhancer is. And I spent one summer using enzyme and phosphates on all my pools, and I found this to be really effective. I would just leave the bottle at the stop, and I would just put it the maintenance dose in every week. And I found this really stretched the chlorine in those pools as well, and there was really no algae forming anywhere in those pools. So the enhancers are a great insurance policy against algae forming. And if you're not using one, pick one of those three or a combination. You can use PoolRx with all three of those, or all two of those as well. You can use borates with PoolRx and with enzymes and phosphates, however you want to do it. Of course, those problem pools should have an enhancer, and then you just want to focus on keeping that chlorine level at the ratio that I mentioned, 7.5% of the free chlorine. Or if you're using borates, you just need to have 5%. And I would think the same formula would translate with PoolRx and with enzymes and phosphates. Now, Bob didn't really go into that. He didn't really extrapolate his formula out to other enhancers, but I believe since they stretch the chlorine to that point, it would probably be as effective to keep it at 5% with those. I'm just saying this myself. Nothing's proven, but I would say that logically I would make the assumption that any enhancer would be okay at 5% of your free chlorine to the cyanuric acid level. You can surely test this on your pool route. And another thing that you probably should know is that there's really no such thing as a chlorine-resistant algae, or chlorine lock is kind of a myth in a way. I mean, the chlorine is less effective the higher the cyanuric acid level, yes, but Bob Lowry's formula proves that if you have enough free chlorine, even with cyanuric acid at 200 parts per million, which of course would be a free chlorine level of 15 parts per million, which seems really high because the health department only allows 10 parts per million in Los Angeles County, but not all of that is active in the pool. So it's not like you have 15 parts per million all the time, especially with the cyanuric acid level, 200 parts per million. So the reason why you have algae in a pool, even if you're testing it, is that 5 parts per million or 10 parts per million, In this particular scenario, with the cyanuric acid levels at 200 parts per million, you're still below the 15 parts per million that's needed to prevent algae. And that's why a lot of times you hear pool pros say, you know, I got this algae that's just so resistant to chlorine. I'm not sure what I need to do. The main thing is it's not resistant. You just don't have the proper free chlorine level during the week in that pool. And maybe draining that pool partially will solve a lot of your problems. And I think draining the pool is a good solution sometimes, especially when the season's starting and you're having kind of problems with pools that have high cyanuric acid. Partial drains are a great way to reduce that. But in reality, it's really a simple thing. If you have a pool that has good circulation, which means the runtime is set well, the filter is clean, and you have the chlorine level at the appropriate parts per million, free chlorine at the appropriate level, and you have an enhancer in the pool, I can almost guarantee you, and you brush the pool, of course, every time you're there, maybe you have an automatic cleaner running in that pool, I can almost guarantee you that you're going to have a pool route with maybe one or two pools that are an anomaly that get algae once in a while, and 98% of them really being algae-free. It can be done. It's not rocket science. It's just a matter of following the proper steps to prevent algae in the first place, because once it starts forming in the pools, it's just a domino effect that gets out of control, and you're just wasting a lot of your time and effort out there. Plus, most calls from the customer are because of algae. You're not going to get too many calls if there's dirt or leaves somewhere, but if they see algae in the pool, they pretty much lose their minds. They're calling you, texting you, and you get over there, and there's like a little tiny bit in the deep end. It's happened to me many times where they're like, hey, my pool's full of algae. You know, get back out here. So I go over there, and there's like a little tiny bit in the deep end. So to prevent those kind of calls and those kind of problems, you just have to make sure you follow these steps, and I can pretty much guarantee you're going to have a really easy season, and just duplicate this the following seasons. Duplicate this with your employees, and you're going to have a really good time doing pool service out there. If you're looking for other podcasts that I've recorded, you can find those on my website, swimmingpoollearning.com. On the banner, click on the podcast icon, and there's over 1,300 podcasts to listen to. And if you're interested in the coaching program that I offer, you can learn more at poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week, and God bless. Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.